books, music, film. We bring you the latest and what it's really like.
Michael writes on energy. He has a lot of incredible ideas that you can piece together and make these unbelievable songs. I mean, he'll have three song snippets, and I'd go, man, I love that. That's incredible. That's incredible. Why don't you put those together and make a song?
Michael W. Smith. Where do you start? This guy has had and continues to have a phenomenal career. After some 27 years in the music industry, he's still going strong.
His music's very progressive. Very progressive. The chord changes, the voicings, the odd little meters that come and go, the way he'll have a 7-bar phrase as opposed to an 8-bar phrase that goes around. This stuff is real unique for pop music. So the thing I would say that's most unique about Smitty of anything is that he makes his various stuff that's very intricate sound very simple.
But just in case you haven't heard of him before, let me give you a brief rundown before we get to the new album, Wonder. Michael Whittaker Smith was born in 1957. Well, maybe not that much info. Michael is most notably a piano player, singer and songwriter who's enjoyed a remarkably long career in the music industry. His first release was in 1983, and since this time he's become one of the best-selling and most influential contemporary Christian artists. Michael's style is pop rock, which sat really well in the 90s and still sounds good today. The synth keyboards, the guitars, the vocals. Look, the first single, Save Me From Myself, off the new album, is typical Michael W. Smith. You save me from myself. There is no one else. I lean on. After 3 Grammy Awards, 13 Grammy Award nominations, 44 Gospel Music Dove Awards, almost 15 million albums sold, 33 number one hit songs, 16 gold records, 5 platinum records. His 22nd album is called Wonder. And like the song we just played, it's also typical Michael W. Smith.
Well, usually a song is written, you know, you get down and you work on it and it happens.
That synth guitar riff in Save Me From Myself. I've got to say, it drives me mad. I can't stand it at all. It just irks me. And to me, it sounds like it belongs in the late 80s, early 90s. Harsh, I know, but I just have such a strong reaction against it. And that reaction has not faded after numerous spins of the song. Okay, I need to move on. Michael W. Smith's albums are always a mix of the up and energetic songs. He always has the more laid-back, melancholic ballads. Saying this is where you belong. Welcome home. And he always has songs that are combinations of both. I scattered on the ground. I can't help myself. Always. This album, as I said, is typical Michael W. Smith. This is not a bad thing. If you're a Michael W. Smith fan, you will love the album. There is one element I haven't mentioned yet. The lyrics. Michael W. Smith's songs have always echoed the pains, thoughts and struggles of the world around him, and his own pain and struggles. There'll be at least one song in this album that will echo your pain or struggle or resonate in some way with your soul. And I'm trying to find a way to hold on to my faith while I wait. Wonder, the latest album from Michael W. Smith. He hasn't strayed from his formula, and that's probably because it still works. The fans will love it. I'm still waiting for it to grow on me. 3 stars. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.